It's changed a lot. It's much more people-friendly and accessible now than it was then. There aren't so many rules, and there are more props. But it's still the same basic life-changing yoga.
And yet, having said that, there seems to be so many iterations at this point. You know, hot yoga and power yoga and all the rest of it, you know?
Exactly. And, yeah. And there's fads, there's laughter yoga, there's all sorts of things. And we stick to yoga for everybody. Yeah. You could have arthritis and come to one of my classes and leave feeling better. That's just how it is. And people come up to us and say, well, I'm stiff. I can't go to yoga. Well, that's the point. Come in and de-stiffitize. Yeah. Come on in.
Right.
People are both self-conscious and also a little uncomfortable, right, with the idea that they're going to be in a public space. At least there are going to be other people with them, you know, the public space in that sense.
Oh, but it's such a wonderful,
and
welcoming
And they're worried that
space.
They can't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah.
They're worried that they can't do it, but what they find if they come, and you have to kind of put your ego in check. Once you get there, what you find is everybody's concentrating on their own issues. You know, everybody is working with their mat, and nobody's paying you any attention.
Right. We're not looking around the room. Yeah. It's your yoga. It's your practice. Start where you are. Yeah. And if your hands are stiff, maybe they won't be next week. And maybe the lady next to you has things you can't do, but maybe you can do things that she can't. We're just all so different, and that's the beauty of yoga.
One of the things with yoga is that it's not like aerobics. It's very individualized. You're not required to keep up with the class. All types of modifications can be made because we're very mindful of, you know, different physical limitations and that sort of thing. So we make modifications for people, and that's fine. You know, you don't have to have your hands all the way to the floor to get the benefit of it.
We in the West tend to approach exercise as a means to an end. We push ever harder in pursuit of strength, flexibility, and energy. But unlike goal-oriented Western aerobics, yoga is an ongoing discipline designed, says Anthony Crutcher, ultimately just to help you relax. You're trying to find the still point.
Right. There's a balance. Mm. Because there comes both ease and effort. You have to have the effort to get into the poses, to stay in the poses. But at the same time, in order for the poses to benefit you, you have to release and you have to surrender, which is the opposite of our Western mentality of pushing, pushing. But the muscles won't release if you're pushing and tugging. You have to release, you have to surrender. So in a sense, it's more of a, what is it, the yin and yang. It's more of the yin. It's more of the surrender and a kind of acceptance that allows you to go deeper into the practice.
How long was it before you reached the point where when you first tried it, your body's like, really? And then you reach that point where you go into that same pose and it's like, this feels really good.
I'm still searching in some postures.
It's ongoing.
But when I first started, I'd say in the first 6 weeks, I noticed a difference, a marked difference. After 6 months, there was a big difference that I noticed. And it just kind of depends on the person because yoga is very, very subtle. You may work at something and work at something and nothing happens. It's like your body is bound. And then you come in one day and all of a sudden things release and you go deeper into the pose. And, you know, you don't know when it happens. You know, it's just kind of, it's always very subtle.
You have lots of different classes.
Yes.
It's not the same class with a different teacher, right? There's different kinds of classes.
Very different for everybody. It's a wide variety. I like Anthony's Saturday morning class because it's challenging. I always learn something, and he's wonderful with alignment and just the way he presents himself. I love the yin classes because they're very slow stretch that you hold a posture for quite a length of time, and you surrender. Just different classes.
Right.
Wide variety.
Yeah. I think in terms of also just the application, one of the things that I emphasize to students is that the asana itself, the poses, are really training to live off the mat. And so one of the things is breath, just being aware of your breath. So a practical application of yoga is, you know, you're in a traffic jam, someone cuts you off, and you immediately tense up, you know, you get angry, all of those things. And if you can come back to your breath, just taking a deep breath and just kind of releasing and saying, okay, no harm was done, you know.
Yes.
It's like on the mat. Sometimes you're on the mat and a pose doesn't come, or you try something new and you fail at it. Does it mean you're a horrible person? No, it simply means you didn't get it this time. And it works the same way off the mat. You try something, it didn't work. You know, you don't build your self-esteem. You don't wrap up your self-esteem in it. It's just, well, it didn't work. You let it go. And you look at how to do it better the next time. So it translates off the mat that way. Posture, you know, you're sitting, you're slumping, we're at desk, we're all, you know, those sorts of things that bind our bodies.
And it happens all the day.
Yeah.
You're at a desk. You're in a cubicle. That's why we're offering office yoga. The day after our open house on the 24th of November, 2:30 to 4:30.
Right.
And if you are stuck at a desk, leaning over the computer, compromising that beautiful lumbar curve, which is gone, and this 10-pound head is pulling on your neck, ouch, and you're wondering why you feel like heck at the end of the day. It's not just poor posture and tight hips from sitting all day and the stress of the mind. And we're going to address all of that in the office yoga workshop.
Right, yeah.
ClearSpring offers free introductory classes on the first Sunday of every month from 2:30 until 3:30. They also have an open house upcoming on Saturday, November 23rd from 12 until 4. They'll have music and food and a series of free half-hour introductory classes from 12 until 3. They're also offering massages and energy healing.
Tachyon energy healing.
Oh, very interesting, yeah.
What was that again?
Tachyon energy healing. It's kind of new to this area, but we have a lady, Chitra Gunderson, who just moved to the area, and she's going to be giving demonstrations of that. And then we have two wonderful masseuses, Charlene Gill and Jeff Atkins, and they'll also be giving, you know, many massages so people can just kind of get a flavor of what goes on in our studio.
And we'll have tours of the studio as well, some really cool prizes we're going to give out too, and discounts on packages,
right,
as well.
I was watching a TV show the other day, I can't remember what it was, but at some point they quoted the Dalai Lama and they said, the Dalai Lama says, if you want to be happy, learn how to empathize with others. If you want them to be happy, learn how to empathize with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what you're helping people to do, isn't it?
Right.
To come to terms with who they are and what they can do and what they can't do and not beat themselves up because they can't do it.
And you're
exactly.
Okay. Start where you are.
Yeah.
Wherever you are. If you're on the couch, if you're sitting home right now riding the couch, you could be feeling better in 5-10 minutes. It's true.
All the details are on their website, Clear Spring Yoga. That's all one word, clearspringyoga.com. Or by telephone, 266-3539. 266-3539. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.